Dying is easy, comedy is hard, and as a rule, funny politicians are as rare as kosher bacon. In this time of global economic crisis, it is downright unpatriotic to outsource the political douchebaggery of the week, but feminist Oz blogger Deborah of In a Strange Land pointed me towards a nugget that was too tasty to resist. In a column on the National Times website, Nina Funnell, a researcher in the Journalism and Media Research Centre at the University of New South Wales, recounts this rather odd encounter with Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. At that point, one of my friends introduced me, dropping in that I am completing a PhD. At this, Rudd rolled his eyes and in a terse voice lacking any sense of irony, remarked that this is the excuse that all young women are using nowadays to avoid starting families. Funnell is not the only one who had a serious WTF moment. I did, not least because a very close friend of mine decided not to start a family after a string of miscarriages, the last being an ectopic pregnancy with near-fatal complications. That's not an excuse, Kev. It's a bloody tragedy that has had profound physical and emotional consequences for a woman who really doesn't need another reproductive guilt trip laid on her. It's also tempting to ask whether his own deputy, Julia Gillard, or Helen Clark, or German Chancellor Angela Merkel, have used higher education as a quote-unquote excuse for not having children. I suspect Mr. Rudd would keep his opinions to himself around this rather formidable trio of women, who've managed to achieve quite a bit despite their use of tertiary education and public office as extreme contraception. But what really gets on my last nerve has been attempts in the Oz blogosphere to explain away a crass and patronising comment as a joke. Even if you accept the premise, and I don't, is get a sense of humour, humourless feminist, really a get-out-of-jail-free card when you've been a jerk? Women in the workplace in the 21st century aren't expected to grin and bear crude, tit-and-ass jokes if they don't want to be dismissed as uptight, probable lesbians. Ditto for the idea that a woman's worth isn't solely in her being a viable womb on legs. Now, you can call that political correctness gone mad. I prefer to call it growing up and showing some real family values. Because where I was raised, family values are about knowing the difference between funny ha-ha, funny peculiar, and when to keep your stand-up routine to yourself. Rudd should also learn that poking your nose into other people's reproductive organs is every bit as revolting as it sounds.